Okay, so Zechanishma Staniel Shane of us Yeshua follow. So again, Rabosai, thank you all for coming, and again, thank you for all your help during the week of Shiva for my father, Hareini Paras Mishkovo. So we start with the question of the Chacham. And interesting enough, as pointed out, the question of the Chacham is in Parshas Veschanan. Ki Shalcha Bincha Macha Leimor. Ma'edos Vachukim. And we're going to see the Kajigal lover is going to ask, why is it in this parsha, in Veschanan, as opposed to being, someplace else, in Parsha's Bo? And then, as many ask also, that the answer is not the same answer. In Haggadah it says, Avafa Tamorlok Yilchas HaPesach, Eim Eftirin Rach HaPesach Avikoman. And here it says, so the Kasha Glover on page 4 says that we know that the concept of Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikoman, that we don't, after we eat the Korban Pesach, we don't eat anything else. And the afikomen, the matzah that we eat, is the last thing we eat. And it represents that the tam of the matzah should remain in our mouths. And what is that idea? What does it mean, the tam of matzah should remain in our mouths? Because matzah is the idea of achna. In other words, matzah is humility. You don't magbia yourself. Humility. And that's why it's called Lechem Oni, says the Kasha Glover. It's Hachna. And the idea being that it says in Pirkei Avos that if a person learns Torah Lishma, then he's going to be revealed to him all the Razi Torah. So the Chacham is a person who learns Torah Lishma, so he's going to get all the secrets of Torah. Even the answer to the question of Ma Eidos Vachukim Vamishpatim. But he says the Iker of the Korach HaTorah, says the Kasha Glover, Hu Shiyeh Pi HaAdam Naki V'Tar Miloshen Hara. So then his mouth is pure. And his Divrei Torah could penetrate many vistas. He says, Ikar Loshen Hara comes from Gaiva, Gasus Ruach. 5 lines from the bottom. Ikar Loshen Hara ba migasus ruach. It's a person saying, I can degrade someone else because I'm greater than him. So if a person, Misha Libo, Nishbar Bekirba, Venafsho Shvela Lov, Eina Roe, Avla Bechaveiro. In other words, a person has humility. He doesn't see and speak about faults of his friends. And like the Ramban says, the Kasha Glover says the same idea. He always thinks everyone's better than him. He never puts himself higher up from other people. So that's what it means that you need the Tam Matzah to stay in your mouth. Because Ze Perishi Shara Tam Matzah Bepeh Hainu Tam Mitzvah Matzah. In other words, the idea of achna, the idea of humility, should stay in your mouth, and then you won't speak Lashon Hara, and therefore your Torah will be very successful. And that's what it means, Sheishar Tam Matzah Befiv. Eimaftir Machar Pesach HaVikomen, that you should keep the Midah of Hachnah in your mouth. But then, on page 5, he says a different idea. He says, Ma Eidos, he says, it's interesting that this question of the Chacham is not in Parsha of Pesach. It's not with the... It's in Baves Chanan. So what is the idea? The idea that the Chacham is asking shows that he has a desire of knowledge. Person has a thirst for knowledge is a great attribute. And Pesach is the time when we have that thirst. Because as we said last night, Pesach, we have certain oros that come on Pesach night. Anyone who's open, whose heart is open to receive the hashpah of Pesach, he's going to be shoel, even the tam. And even the einu yodeh lishol, where he's not misorer to seek knowledge, at pesachlo, you have to open him up. He got it to the bincha. And then you can even open up, the tam gets opened up on the nail of Pesach, and even the einu yodeh lishol could get opened up. But the chacham is different, says the Kosher Glover. Because the tam, the chacham, is inquisitive the whole year, not only in the Leil Pesach. That's why the sheila of the chacham is not in Parshas Bo with the mitzvah of Pesach. The sheila of the chacham is the whole year round. It's his Vazchanan, Parshas Vazchanan. Alkein omrim lo sheyida shekol ze ba'aras ha-Pesach. Dei maftirin, zeh mishum sheyishar hatam befiv. Haynu sheyishar ha-aras ha-cham ha-chag ha-kodosh al-kol ha-shona. Validei zeh bekocho litzchazi gam b'shar yimos ha-shona. Af atar molok ilchas ha-Pesach. Haynu fi hilach ha-Pesach letoch libo. Kifi zeh yesh lo tikva l'chol ha-shona. But the Chacham has that midah the whole year round. So that's why in the Torah, when it writes his question and answer, it doesn't write in the Parsha of Leil Pesach. Halkein omrim lo sheyida shekol ze b'aras ha-Pesach. But what causes him the ability to have that inquisitiveness the whole year round is because of the hashpah of Pesach. Dein maftirin, zeh mishum sheyishar tam befiv, that the ha'ara, the hashpah, Not like the first pshat where he speaks specifically about the midah of Achnoah that keeps him in, but the hashpah of Pesach influences the chacham that he's a shoyel the whole year round. So davka by the chacham, we don't want his question and answer to be in the parshas of Pesach, but davka in a random parsha, Vezchanan, that has nothing to do with Pesach per se. But that's the idea. They're both saying when you're learning Torah and you become the Chacham, you're not, I say this all the time, you're not just taking notes and spitting back. You're thinking through the Divrei Torah and you're questioning to understand things in a better way. And that's the Chacham. And that's the Chacham. So that's why the Parsha of the Chacham is not in Bo. It's not in the Parshas of the Chacham. It's because the hashpah, ata emor lo ki hilchas ha-Pesach, the hashpah of the Chacham is sheyishar tamatzah b'fiv, which means the hashpah of Pesach remains with the Chacham the whole year round, and therefore he becomes a shoyel the whole year round. But now I want to share with you something where I think is specific about this year. And it's in the Yismach Moshe. On page 6 is the Sharblot. Page 7 is the where it says it. He says, what is the concept of Ein Maftir and Achar Pesach Avikomen? He says, why can't you eat after the Korban Pesach? After the Afikomen, we don't eat anymore. So in the second arrow, it says, Afal Pikein HaMosoros Oser. In the Svarim, they speak about the concept of Mosoros. Mosros. Mosros means the luxuries that you don't really need in life. The excess. That's called Mosros. There are a lot of things in life that we need. We need to live. We need to survive. But then there are all the frills and the toppings that we don't really need. So he says, "Ein maftir acha pesach afikomen mishum sha'az nigbal v'noda bebira shehu mosros sheharei ha'pesach nechal al asova." He says the korban pesach is eaten at the end, it's the dessert. Now you're full. Now you want to eat more after that? That's for sure mosros. That's for sure something that you don't really need. And the lesson of the mitzvah of Pesach is Ein Maftir and Achar Pesach Avikomen. That you filled yourself up, you eat the Pesach al Asova, that's it, finished. You don't need anything else. And I think in a certain sense, and other people have said this, I think Rav Waxman has said this, other Rabbanim have said this idea, that this year, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a lesson in what's most, and this Rav Waxman from America has said over, that, you know, in life, we think we need these fancy things, we think we need all these things, and Hashem is saying, you know, you could get by really with, you know, with something much, much smaller. And it doesn't have to be with all the trimmings and all the fanciness. I'm not saying that everything we do is mosos, you know, but the lesson perhaps of this Pesach, of this year, is what the Yismach Moshe is saying. That Ein Maftir Achar Pesach Avikomen means, that's it. You ate, you're full. Now you don't have to, you know, go overboard. And Hashem is, in a certain way, I can't say in every aspect, is teaching us, you know, we could have a Pesach, we could have things that don't need all the frills and still could be meaningful. And that's something that this message of the Yismach Moshe, Ein Maftir Achar Pesach Avikomen, to divide between what necessity and Mosros, and that's something that we have here as well. And he says, the Atzei Chaim, which we always quote from the Satmar Rebbe's brother, Sharblot is on page 8, and on page 10 he writes, V'nei nirali lomar, says Hatam Shazacha Moshe Rabbeinu Lios Diburo Nitzchi V'Kayim Lad. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is forever. Zichru Torah Moshe. His Torah is forever. Why is Moshe's Torah forever? Why? He says because Chazal say Ein Odam Meis V'Chatzi Tavasu B'Yado. So it's a person always wants more. Always wants more. A person doesn't die, and he still only got half of his desires. Misha Yesh Lamana. He has $1, he wants $2. 100, he wants 200. But Moshe Rabbeinu took the taivas of this world and stayed away from them. He was the Ish Elokim, he was a Malach. So he took something, the taivas, there's no end to the taivas of this world. And he curbed it. He curbed it. Something that has a nitzchius of taivus, he curbed it. So mida keneged mida, he gets the Nitzchias of Torah. And his Torah is everlasting. And that's the Zichra Teres Moshe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Teres Moshe, is for everlasting. Zichru Teres Moshe. Because he curbed the Tivus of the world at a Nitzchi, and Mida Keneged Mida, his Torah becomes Nitzchi. But that's the Yismach Moshe's word. Because we have to have a perspective of what do we need in life. You know, like other people have said, you have to differentiate between I need and I want. You know, what do we really need? What's important? Do we need really this fancy thing? We don't need. Is that really going to make us happy? And that's Eimaftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. And that's perhaps the lesson over here. And in the Berach Moshe, he quotes on page 14 from the Afike Yehuda on the right side. The Sefer Afike Yehuda was a classic Drush Sefer. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Sameach Nefesh Avdecha Ki Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. He says, Hashem made a person with a koach hamisave, with a desire to want things. Sheisavi Yishtokeg Yosef Mimashi Yeshlo. He shouldn't be happy with what he has, he should want more. So he says, that koach should be challenged to Divrei Torah. He should never say, I learned enough. Always want to learn more. When it comes to other things, we say, Ezel Ashir HaMesamech B'chelko. He's Mestapek B'muat. Doesn't want more. So that's what David said. Samech Nefesh Avdecha. Ata Hashem Simana Midas HaSimcha V'stapchus B'Nefesh Avdecha. Samech Nefesh Avdecha means put in a man a Midah V'stapchus. I'm Mestamech B'chelko. But that's B'Iskei HaGuf. Ke'elech Hashem Nafshi Esa. But when it comes to Ruchnius, to getting close to Hashem, that desire has no end. And that's what he says here on page 14, Bahagada Nemar Lahu. He says, he quotes that Yismach Moshe. Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikoman. That's the Gnus of Mosaris. That's the message. That the Chacham understands this message. The Moshe Rabbeinu understands this message. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu understands this message. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who curbs excessive wants. Because the wants are no end. That they're nitzchi. But when it comes to Ruchnius, then there's no limit. No limit to the wants. And he says, and then he explains the Berach Moshe here on page 19. He says, in Shir Hayam, page 19 in the bottom right, Hashir Lashem Ki Go Go. Perish Rashi, I'll call Hashiras V'chol Mashe Akalizbo, Od Yeshbo Tosefis. That all the Shiras that we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, There's a Tosefus. Yesh bo midas hatshuka. There's no limit. We want to sing more. We want to praise more to Hashem. Sus v'rach v'ram v'yom. Hagam she sus v'rach v'ram v'yom. Zachinu ata b'rachush b'tzayim. Im kol zeh einanu m'shkokim m'savim achar rachush. When it comes to the rachush of Mitzrayim, there's a limit. There's a limit. So he says, "Oz Yashir Moshe Pia Poscha B'Chochma." The Medrash says, "V'Saras Chesed Alashona." Klal Yisrael had the Chochma to understand the difference between praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no end. There's no end to the Ashir Hashem Ki Go Go. Rashi says the Chumash, "I'll call Ashiras." As much as I'm going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Od Yesh Bo Tosef, there's still going to be more to say. There's still going to be more to say. But when it comes to Gashmius, he says, when it comes to the clay kesef or clay zov or smolos, Bar Chaim says, "Asu kedvar Moshe perish, lo lanas hamamon elo mitzvah shabore." The mitzvah novi. Harei lecha ki b'inyanei olam hazeh hayol ham mida simcha v'stapkus, lo loku aruchush b'tavas hamamon elo mitzvah novi. So Bar Chaim HaKadosh says, the only reason they took the Rechush is because they were told that that's what they were supposed to do. But it wasn't because of the Taiva of Mammon. So Klal Yisrael was Pia Posma Chochma. And when it came to the Shira, when it came to praising Hashem, they said, "Od Yesh Bo Tosefes." We still want to do more and more. But when it came to the Rechush, they said, "We're only doing it because why?" It says that they took the Klei Kesef, they took the Klei Zahav, only because that was the tzivui. Vayisahom, Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. It says Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. Vayishalum Mitzrayim klei chesef klei zov smolos. What do you mean, Bnei Yisrael? On page 18, Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe on the left side. Compare Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed Aleph. They took the Kesef Zov. I mean, you don't have to tell somebody, take Kesef Zov, that's the mitzvah. Because people naturally would want to take Kesef Zov. So the Berech Moshe says, no, they didn't have that mida of taiva for the Kesef Zov. They did it because this was the tzivoy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kidvar Moshe. And that's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh says on page 19. Lo lanos hamamor ala mitzvahs novi, from the top right. But when it came to the shiros, they said, "Od yesh bo tosefes ashir l'Hashem ki go go." There's always going to be more, says Rashi, and that's the chokhmah. Pia posra b'chokhmah. They had that chokhmah to differentiate between the constant tshuka to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu, in contrast to the tshuka that people have for Kesef Zov. And the Lev Aaron says the same idea. He quotes the same Yitzvah Moshe. And he quotes the Yitav Ponim, "Shmartem es hadover hazeh," on the bottom of page 21 in the right. "Shmartem," last three lines. "Shmartem es hadover hazeh l'chok l'cha." Ki Korban Pesach is called a chok. A chok means it's a set thing. A gvul. Korban Pesach teaches us that kfiya chok ha-hechrech, that persons should live life based on what you need. You get what you need. A chok. It's kotsuv. L'chok l'cha. but not to indulge in Mosaris. To understand. And then he quotes the Atzei Chaim that we said before. And that's the message. And I think this Pesach more than ever is the what I call here Milas Hastapkes Ugnus HaMosoros. That in this Pesach we're limited and we try to make do with what we really need. All the frills, and I'm not saying everything we normally do is frills. You know, getting together with our families I think is very important. So I'm not saying that's a frill that we don't really need. But there's always, you know, people, what Rav Ephraim Waxman was, I think I heard he was saying, somebody told me what he was saying, that, you know, people, Pesach, they indulge, you know, very involved in different things of Gashmias. As I said in the shir I gave in Tinek, that Pesach, Matzah, Rav Pinchas Koritzer says, the reason why Bachag Nidonim al Tvua is because we're boreach min hakovod. We're boreach min the gashmias. We have the matzah plain, not all this fancy stuff. And therefore Hashem will give us the parnasa we need. But if we run to the kovod, we run for the gashmias, then it'll run away from us. So ki yisholcha bincha macha leimor. That's the chacham. He's inspired by Pesach. He's always asking to deepen his understanding, not only on Pesach. His parsha is not on Pesach. And we tell him, we said the pshat of the kodesh lover, the tam matzah should stay, because that means the tam hachna should stay. And the kodesh lover says, and it's his inquisitiveness that stays the whole year. The others, we're able to open them up to Tam, who and the Sheina Shiyodei Shishol, they're inspired at Pesach. Not necessarily the whole year round. We open them up. Hopefully it'll last. But the Chacham is in Parshas Vaschanan. Because the Chacham is inspired from the whole year. And that's the thing in life. You know, in life, you're going to make a lot of decisions of where you're going to live, who you're going to marry, what kind of lifestyle you're going to have. And you'll see, the happiness will come when you realize what's important, what's necessary, and what's just frills. I'm not saying you can't have it sometimes. I'm not saying, you know, we're on that madrega that we never can indulge. You can indulge. But some people's lives, is the whole thing is frills. Mosaros. And the Yismach Moshe says that's the message. Of course, you shouldn't eat. You're full already. What's to eat more? That's the Mosaros. And this Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limiting us. Again, certain things that we normally do, I wouldn't say necessarily Mosaros. We're together with families and things like that. But certain things, perhaps, people indulge in excess. And that's the lesson. Okay, Rabbosa, I wanted to give these two Haggadah Shirim before Pesach. So we could share them with your families. And Bez Hashem, over Chol HaMoed, maybe I'll give some other Shirim. I'll let you know. Maybe it's in Yerideya and in the regular Shir. And I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, Ezra, and Ben, Ari, and Josh Schwartz, and Danny Liu, Shimon Lindeblad, Akiva Poppers, Avram Levitt, Yitzchak Carroll, Yehuda Shitrus, Jacob Silberger, Elon Sasson, Daniel Albert, Eitan Metzger, and everyone who's listening wherever they are. And thank you for, you know, we never have a shir usually so close to Pesach. But Hashkocha had it that this is the way it came out this year with all the different things. So I wish you a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. You should be well. You should be healthy, you and your family. And we should be there for each other in the good times and sometimes not, and sometimes that are challenging. But I thank everyone for all their help in these times. And I wish you all a Chag Kosher Sameach, and we'll be in touch over Chol HaMoed. We'll see, maybe we could have another shir here or there. We'll talk. And Rez Hashem, you should all be well. Chag Kosher Sameach.
Rebbe, can I ask you a quick shot?